This is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my creative and crafty podcast, Thread Snippings. This is episode 105 for Sunday, August 24th, 2025. As planned, this is a live from the Con Crunch Trenches episode that I'm recording while picking stitches out of Mari Monogwoy's outer tunic. I rechecked my reference pictures of her from the game, and yes, this back panel of the outer tunic does have the wider edging around all three sides. So I'm repairing it. I'm going to move this piece to the under flap of the in the front where it won't show, or it won't show as much, and where it doesn't really need the wider edging. I have a confession to make. I kind of had in the back of my mind all along that I probably was not going to get to my Lady Adeptica ball gown again, and indeed I have not. I do kind of feel a little bit upset with myself, but only a little bit. I've kind of known I probably was not going to have time to get to that, and I definitely do not have time to get to that now. That's obviously going to be a very big and very elaborate undertaking, and I knew I should have started it in January or February, and I knew I should have just, if I could just spend 1 hour less a week playing either Palia or Disney Dreamlight Valley, I probably could have done that, or could have gotten the ball gown done, or at least I could have only had a little bit of detail work left to do on the ball gown. That being said, I'm very, very happy to finally be able to do justice to Mari's character design. And as I mentioned, it's my favorite of the free outfits, the non-premium outfits in Palia. I had so much fun wearing it last time. I'm planning on wearing this again all day Monday, same as last year. I now don't really know what I'm doing Saturday night or Sunday morning of Dragon Con. For Saturday afternoon / evening, I will probably decide to switch into Orana, because that's when my schedule is the least booked up. And we have the parade, and we have the Disney photo shoot, which is at 1 o'clock. I might change it. What I'd like to do, if I can get the people at Life South to work with me, is immediately change into Orana, or maybe not quite immediately, and do my blood drive sign holding. Or I might stay in Elsa, I don't really know. I could also do blood drive sign holding Sunday morning, in which case I'd be wearing Orana for Sunday morning and Marielle for Sunday evening. Well, and you know, I don't really mind giving her that much of the spotlight. I do still wish I could have that ball gown, but Orana was such an important part of my imaginary and creative life this past year, and considering what a rush I made that costume in for Halloween season of last year, I'm pretty darned happy with it. I mean, made. It's a store-bought dress. I just added trim to it. But I did modify and make, or, well, I didn't make it from, I didn't make the veil from scratch either. I did modify the veil to make it unique and different. And I really love wearing that outfit. So it's still going to be a lot of fun nonetheless. This Saturday night, I was busy going over my my Dragon Con schedule with Stu, and good times were had. He was really impressed I was joining the Elf Choir. Everyone at Omaha Writers League was so impressed by the good professional picture I had taken of my Elsa dress during the Women Writers Cruise. I may or may not have mentioned I took it with me on the Women Writers Cruise. Yeah, I think I did mention that. Everyone said, wow, that is absolutely gorgeous on you. So maybe I will wear it more. It just depends on what slot or slots Life South will let me be a sign holder for them. We will see what happens. I will sign off now. I'm almost done picking out this seam. And I will, of course, my next episode will be another Meta Monday. I have been catching up on Dog Days of Podcasting episodes while doing my work and doing my advanced cooking, which is the other reason I didn't have enough time to finish all my costumes, because I was too busy preparing pre-preparing meals for the week and for the rest of this week and for after I get back. So that's that. I will talk to you tomorrow with another Meta Monday. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Fred Snippings. The theme song for Fred Snippings is Puzzle Pieces by Lee Rosevier on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.